with his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we smash your counterfeiting rackets.
Okay, cabbie, hit those brakes. This is it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep the change. Hey, Moran. Sergeant Moran. Is it still on the stove?
Huh? Who's that? Oh, you, Lowry. What's the Sentinel got, a pipeline to a fortune teller? How do you know there's going to be a raid?
Listen, pal, I can smell a story brewing. What gives?
Counterfeit ring. Federal man called the commissioner for some local help, and I was elected.
Got the place around it, huh?
All the way. Oh, here's the federal man now.
All right, Sergeant, it's in the cellar. Make sure that nothing is touched.
Yes, sir.
The whistle?
Yes, the signal, Lowry. Some of the boys go in through the back. We're hitting the cellar door. All right, you men, inside. Connery, Colton, guard the door. The rest of you this way.
Hey, Moran, look at the layout.
Here, Lowry, that was a straight tip.
Printing presses, paper, ink, the whole works. And look at those bills. Wonder how good they are as counterfeit.
Hands off, don't touch that stuff. The same goes for you guys. Don't touch a thing. That's federal property.
Everything here but the crooks.
Yeah. Any of you men locate anybody? Closets, going out the windows, back door?
I guess they got away ahead of time, Sergeant. Thanks for your help anyway.
What the... Come back here, you old...
I got him, Moran.
Careful now, he may be talking.
Let go of me. Let go of me. I ain't done nothing. Wait a minute. What kind of a raid is this? He's only a kid.
I'm the boy's mother, Mr. Reed. Mr. Lowry, your reporter, was at the police station. I come over here with him.
That's right, boss. I couldn't get the kid over for an interview with pictures, so the next best thing was Mr. Sutton.
Rain up, Lowry. The Sentinel doesn't force interviews.
But, boss, it's a natural for sob stuff.
Let me handle this, Lowry. Mrs. Sutton, your boy is still at the police station?
Yes, they're asking Tommy questions about the...
That counterfeiting ring?
I hope he tells them what he knows. Tommy's really a good boy, Mr. Reed, a good boy. Of course, he's a little bit wild. Gets that from his father, I suppose, but he never meant to get in with thieves and crooks.
How old is Tommy, Mrs. Sutton?
He was 16 just 2 weeks ago.
Seems to me he's old enough to know what's going on.
But he didn't, honestly. That's what the police thought, too, but Tommy didn't mean to get mixed up in it. I told the police the whole thing, all about Snell and the other...
Hey, hold on. Did you say Snell?
Yes.
Boss, did you hear that? Snell's a big shot in the underworld. You mean he's heading this counterfeit racket?
That's what Tommy told me, and I told the police...
Oh, just a moment, Mrs. Sutton. If you told the police, why are they still holding Tommy?
Tommy won't talk, Mr. Reed.
Well, why not? He'd merely repeat what you said.
Well, they said something about it wouldn't be legal. I couldn't be sure.
Oh, yes. That's right. You're just repeating what someone else told you, that wouldn't hold up in court.
Huh?
Well, that's hearsay evidence, Lowry. Unless Tommy tells his own story in his own words, it doesn't count.
That's it, yes. But Tommy didn't mean to get into it. I know he didn't. He was frightened, that's all.
Mrs. Sutton.
Yes.
Suppose you tell me what happened to Tommy. Tell it to me just as he told it to you.
From the beginning?
All the way.
Well, Tommy told me it started about 2 months ago. I'd sent him down the street for a loaf of bread. It was about 5 in the afternoon. And there was a man standing on the street corner. And when Tommy came up to where he was...
Hey, you.
Huh?
You, kid.
You talking to me, mister?
Yes, son. Do me a favor, will you?
Well, I gotta get home, Marge.
Yeah, it won't take a minute, son. Just go into that store across the street and get me a couple of packs of cigarettes.
Well, I don't mind. What kind?
Well, any kind, kid, any kind.
Well, why don't you go yourself?
And I'm waiting for a friend to pick me up in his car. I don't want to miss him. Get it?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll do it.
Here's a 10 spot. Smallest I got. Don't forget your change.
I'll be right back, mister.
$10 bill was a counterfeit.
Yes, Mr. Reed, but Tommy didn't know that. Not until he got back from the store with a cigarette and a change.
Here you are, mister. 2 packs of cigarettes and your change.
Thanks, kid. Have any trouble?
Trouble?
What kind of trouble?
A $10 bill. Sometimes they squawk about changing it.
Oh, no, he had change.
Okay. Here's a dime for your trouble.
A dime just for going across the street? Gee.
Yeah, skip it, skip it.
Hey, now that I remember it, the man started to look at that $10 bill just when I was leaving.
Huh? What's that?
Yeah. Hey, look, there he is now. He's running out of the store.
What the... Come on.
Hey, let go of me.
Come on, around the corner.
What's the matter? I thought you were waiting for your friend to pick you up.
Button that lip and get moving before he sees you. Come on.
Sound like something, boss.
Yes, Laurie. You heard about this when Tommy got home that evening, Mrs. Sutton?
He was late getting home, Mr. Reed, and I was so worried. The man ran him around the corner and took him in a cab. They got out of the cab on the other side of the city, and they went into a house and met a man named Snell.
Snell, that's the baby.
Quiet, Laurie.
It was down at the bottom of the stairs in the cellar. All the way, Tommy kept asking the man.
Hey, what's the idea? What's going on?
Downstairs, kid. Move.
Hey, easy. I gotta get home, mister. I...
Oh... Hello, kid. Another one, Mac?
Yes, Snell. We passed some of the queer and the sucker wised up. We took a pot.
Hey, listen, what's going on? I gotta get home.
Pipe down.
Well, I can't stand around. Oh.
I said pipe down. You don't know what this is all about, do you?
What's the idea of slapping me? I didn't do nothing.
Take a look around this cellar, kid.
Take a look. Hey, what's all that stuff?
That's a printing press. And that, see that there? That's ink and paper. And over here...
Gosh, all those bills. $10 bills like I gave to the storekeeper.
Here, take one. Look at it.
Gosh, it's... Hey, there's something wrong. This don't feel like a regular bill.
No?
Feels different, like... Hey, is this... This is phony?
Yeah, kid, phony. Counterfeit dough, yeah.
Counterfeit? You're a crook. Let me out of here. Let me go.
Stay still.
I gotta get home. Let me get out of here.
Have the cops pick you up?
What do you mean?
A $10 bill you pass in the store. That was one of these.
But I didn't know it was counterfeit.
I tell the cops that. That storekeeper knows what you look like, kid.
But it wasn't mine. He gave it to me. I don't know.
Sure, I gave it to you. Don't make no difference if you didn't know.
But I...
The cops won't believe that. Not a chance.
Gee, they put me in jail, huh?
Might as well get smart, kid. You pass counterfeit money and you're in a tough spot. Now, if you're smart, you might just as well keep right on working.
Do it again? Oh, that's crooked. I
could... Okay, if that's the way you want it. Let him go, Mac. The cops will grab
him. No, I can't go to jail.
And do we care? There's the door, now go.
Gosh, I don't want to go to jail. Ma's going to think I'm bad or something. I can't go to jail.
Okay, kid. We won't turn you in.
Gee, thanks, mister. Thanks.
But from now on, you do like we say. You keep your mouth shut and you do just what we tell you. All the way.
Gee, mister, sure. Anything you say. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail.
The whole story, Mr. Reed, just the way Tommy told it to me.
And he kept on passing their counterfeit money, Mrs. Sutton?
I think so. I couldn't get that part of it out of him. He's so frightened.
Doesn't he realize that he can send those men to jail? Doesn't he realize that the police wouldn't do anything to him?
Oh, it's hard to reason with a boy that young.
Yeah, the poor kid.
Yeah, he's scared stiff, Laurie.
If only he'd tell the police what
there
he knows.
There must be something else that he's worried about, Mrs. Sutton.
I don't think so.
It doesn't seem probable. After all, the police must have told him over and over again that all they want to do is arrest the counterfeiters. What other threat could they make so that he'd refuse?
Maybe he hasn't refused. Maybe he's already told them. Oh, if only he would. Then they could arrest this Snell and the other one and...
Ma, where are you? Ma.
Tommy.
Oh, Ma.
Well, he came to the office like an Indian, Mr. Reed. I didn't have a chance to stop him.
Never mind, Miss Case. It's all right.
Yeah, he's more worried about his mother than anything else, boss.
Yes, I noticed that, Laurie. Tommy.
Gee, Ma, you all right? Nothing's happened to you.
Tommy, what did you tell the police?
I didn't tell them nothing. Ma, when I got home and you weren't around, I got scared. I didn't...
There's here, son.
Tommy, the police must have told you they didn't want you. They want the counterfeiters.
Yeah, they told me.
Tommy, you helped the police, didn't you? You must have.
Ma, let's get back home, huh?
Tommy, what's got into you? You worry so much about me.
But it's a lot safer at home.
Why do you say that?
What?
You started to say it's a lot safer at home, Tommy. Safe from what? What do you mean?
Nothing.
And why are you so worried about your mother? What danger is she in? What did you mean?
Nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Nothing. Come on, Ma, let's get out of here. Let's go home. I ain't telling nobody nothing.
That poor kid. Gosh, Mr. Reed, he's all mixed up, isn't he?
Yeah, that's obvious, Miss Case.
The way he was crying when he went out with his mother. What you got from her, the whole story, it just...
Doesn't quite make sense, does it?
There's something missing. Some definite reason why he won't tell what he knows.
He knows a lot. I'm convinced of that, but...
Hey, boss, I got it.
Don't you ever arrive any place in low gear, Lowry.
Oh, what, Casey? Speed counts.
Save that for the lobster shift, you two. You saw the police commissioner, Lowry?
Right. I talked to the federal man, too. This thing's a regular racket.
Counterfeiting? That's not a racket. That's an out-and-out crime.
I don't think Lowry's talking about the counterfeiting angle itself, Miss Casey.
I'm not, but how'd you know?
It concerns the way counterfeiters use boys like Tommy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the racket, boss.
Put me in on this, Lowry. Racket?
Yeah, Casey, this business of getting young kids to pass fake money and then get them involved so they keep on working for the combination. That's the racket.
Good grief, you mean...
Yes, Miss Case. Dozens of boys just like Tommy. They help out a stranger and they're in. And they're too scared to get out.
But that's not the headline, boss. Get this. Do you know where the federal men got their tip to raid that counterfeiting plant?
From the kid?
No.
Let's have it, Lowry.
Yeah, boss, right between the eyes. They got a note. And it came from the Green Hornet.
Sending that note, Cato, was the headline for the Daily Sentinel.
That's too bad, Mr. Red.
All your wanderings around town, all the time I spent at night going out as the Green Hornet, uncovering these crooks who make a racket of using innocent youngsters. Still, they haven't been caught.
But the police know who they are.
Sure, the police know. They know it's Snell and Mac. Thought they'd find them on the spot when they crashed that cellar, but they weren't there.
I see.
The result is that nothing can be proved. Snell is probably laughing at the police and the federal men right now.
We do something, Mr. Red?
We're going out as the Green Hornet, Cato. The Hornet started this, and it looks as if we'll have to finish it.
Yes?
Get that sliding panel open. We're going out in a black beauty.
Whitreed and Cato, his valet, stepped through the secret panel in the rear of his apartment. Then along a narrow passage that led within the wall of the apartment house and connected directly to an adjoining building. Seen from the street, this building was abandoned, boarded up and deserted. But inside stood the gleaming, super-powered black beauty. Streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
The car's ready, Mr. Red.
Cato, you'll take the wheel. I'll check over the gas weapon.
Very well.
You sure it's fully loaded with gas?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the main point, Cato. For some reason, that boy Tommy's afraid to talk. It's more than fear for himself. He's been threatened. If no one else can find out what that threat was, then it's up to the Green Hornet to find out. Starting right now.
Driver, good enough.
Is this where Snell lives, Lowry?
That's what he told the cops, Casey. Yeah. Well, the change is all yours, cabbie.
Yeah, I'll buy a stick of chewing gum.
Hey, did you hear that, Lug? How much does he want for a tip?
Well, after all, Lowry, 5 cents isn't very much.
Well, lay off, Casey. I have enough trouble getting my expense account by the auditor as it is. You know Potter.
Lowry, there's no need to tip cab drivers with the Sentinel's money. They're paid a regular salary.
Nuts.
I suppose little Casey's got to stay outside while you go after that interview with Snell.
This isn't your assignment, Casey.
Oh, but Lowry...
But nothing, Bright Eyes. Every time you stick that pretty nose into a story, you get it smudged. The boss thinks a lot of you, Casey.
I hope so.
Hey, don't go coy on me. He wants you out of danger, see? And I'm not putting my neck on the chopping block and let you in on this. Now, stay here. I won't be long.
Oh, and I thought I would...
I'll tell you all about it if I get anything.
Well, next time, I'll wear trousers. Maybe that'll work.
Maybe I'll get something. If I don't get thrown out of my kisser... Go inside, huh?
Listen, I just come back from police headquarters. I don't know nothing, sir. Huh?
Well, you must have thought my honorary fireman's badge was Detective Shield. I'm from the Daily Sentinel.
Smart reporter, huh? If I'd known you wasn't a detective,
I'd never... let me in. But I am in, so let's have a story, huh?
Story about what?
How about that counterfeiting plant? I guess you were pretty lucky not to be around there when that raid was pulled.
You reporters are worse than the cops.
Ain't it a fact? Do you and Mac make much money out of the racket?
Listen, wise guy. Me and Mac ain't got nothing to do with any crooked enterprise, see? Counterfeiting. Why, that's against the law.
Honest?
We're respectable, law-abiding citizens. You get it?
What do you live on, soap bubbles? From what I hear, you guys haven't got any visible means of support.
We got a gold mine in the backyard. And if you gotta know, we play the races. No law against that.
What about this kid, Tommy Sutton? He says you and Mac run the racket.
He... I never heard of him.
Careful, you almost slipped on that one. According to the Sentinel here, it was the Green Hornet who gave the police the tip-off on that counterfeiting plant. What's he doing, trying to drive out competition?
That Green Hornet ought to be put in a cooler. He's a dangerous crook.
You and him, huh?
Okay, that's enough out of you. I had to take it from the cops, but not from you, see? Now, scram out of here.
You won't talk.
Get out before I...
Before you what?
Now, listen,
all
you...
All right, I'm going. But just go easy with those threats, understand? You can scare a kid like Tommy Sutton, scare him stiff. But you're just a plain, rotten bum, as far as I'm concerned. And if you want to make something of it, you'll get it back double.
Wait a minute, bud. I didn't mean nothing. You got me tabbed wrong, that's all. Guess I'm sore on edge.
No, I haven't got your tab wrong, Snell. If the Sentinel could print the truth, you'd be bald in printer's ink. But as it is, I...
Snell! What the... You can't go in there.
Man, stop me. One side, Snell.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't.
I'm getting a look. He didn't yell for fun.
Mac, Snell, he took the money. He's shot. Can't breathe.
What happened to him?
Look at me for a first edition. I must have been... The window, come on. There he goes. I saw it, Casey. Sure it was. It was the Hornet.
What happened? What was that car?
Never mind that, Snell. Max said the money was taken. What kind of money was that? Real or counterfeit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not much you don't, brother. But just for your information, you can tell your partner in crime that the guy who grabbed it was the Green Hornet. How do you like that?
Come on, Max. Snap out of it.
Who was that guy? Who?
Come on. Come on. What did he take?
I didn't have time for nothing. I heard his step. Snell, he shot me. I seen him pull the trigger.
Stop looking. You ain't hurt.
Huh?
There wasn't no bullets. It was just gas.
Gas? Then I ain't wounded or nothing?
Nothing. What did he take?
Who was he, Snell? I seen the mask. There was something familiar about it,
but... You seen plenty of pictures of that mask, you dope. That was a Green Hornet.
A Hornet?
Yeah, and there was a reporter right out in the front room.
Well, how was I to know? It happened so sudden, I... Did I say something, Snell?
You said he took the money.
Yeah, I remember now.
Now, wait a minute. Answer me one thing. Did you burn that counterfeit money?
Snell. That's it. That's what he got.
Yeah, I figured that.
A counterfeit dough. Hey, that reporter ain't wise, is he?
Lucky for you, he ain't. All you said was money. You don't know whether it's real or phony.
That's a load off of my mind.
It is, huh? What about the Hornet? Wore gloves, didn't he?
Huh? Yeah, he wore gloves, but...
But nothing. You know the cops have ways of getting fingerprints off of paper? You and me are the only ones who touched those bills with bare hands.
Holy smoke, you mean...
I mean those bills match the ones the cops got in that raid. The Hornet turned those bills into the cops, they'd come looking for us.
That ain't no real proof. Besides, the Hornet wouldn't do that.
Maybe not. I sure like to know what he's doing right now.
This alley's deserted enough, Cato. Take a look at these bills.
You got them from Mac?
You were just about to burn them, Cato. They're counterfeits, just the same as those the police and the federal men got in the raid.
I see.
There might be fingerprints on them that'll check back to Snell and Mac.
You send them to the police?
No, Cato, that's not sure enough. I want those two rats pinned so tight they can't wriggle out of this cram no matter how much they try.
Is that a possibility, Mr. Bett?
It might be.
Well, where are you going?
Here, take my Hornet mask and wait here. I'm going to put in a phone call to Snell and Mac.
Hello?
Who is this, Snell?
Talking. What do you want?
I have some money that belongs to you.
Yeah? But if this is a reporter, you're wasting your time.
Not a reporter. You needn't mention any names. You know who's talking before I'm through.
I'm listening.
I decided not to turn this money over to the police.
You mean...
Not yet, at any rate. Perhaps you can make it worth my while to return it to you.
Yeah. We'd like to have it back, Hornet.
No names.
There ain't no one listening, Hornet. When can we get that dough back?
I'll call you later about that. Right now, I have to see someone.
You gotta see someone, huh? Say, listen, Hornet, not that it makes any difference, but...
Where'd you get your dope? How'd you know about me and Mac?
You shouldn't let kids know so much, Snell.
Never mind the kids. Where'd you get your information?
Figure that out for yourself. Goodbye.
Hornet, hey, just a...
Well?
He didn't say. Hung up on me.
You don't have to look at me. I never told a Hornet nothing, never.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of you, Mac. But from something the Hornet let slip, I got a better idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. He said something about letting kids know too much. You got it, Mac?
Kids know too much.
That Sutton kid, for instance. Maybe that's it.
You're nuts, Snell. That kid wouldn't talk.
No?
We got him scared stiff. You remember? We told him if he blabbed, something would happen to his old lady.
So what?
Well, that's why he didn't crack to the police.
Yeah, Mac. But the Hornet's different from the police. Suppose the Hornet put the B on the kid. Suppose he showed up in his mask and gun.
Oh, supposing don't count.
It does when it adds up, Mac. Grab your gun. We're giving that kid a lesson.
We're going over there?
Yeah. Why not?
You
course near, Mr. Witt?
All set, Cato. I gave him just enough to make him think Tommy Sutton had talked to the Hornet.
I see.
He'll be heading for there right now. Think we can get there ahead of him?
Yes, sir. Very easy.
We want all the speed we can get out of the Black Beauty. Now step on it, Cato.
Look at that car that went along the alley.
Car? No, Tommy. Why?
Well, nothing much. Only it looked like that car the Green Hornet's supposed to drive. Kind of low and awful fast.
Tommy, you must be seeing things.
Look like the pictures, Ma.
Tommy, I'm worried. Tommy, why won't you tell the police what you told me about those counterfeiters?
Oh, Ma, I can't. Honest, I can't.
If you're afraid, then...
No, I ain't afraid. Not for me, I ain't.
Not for you? But who would...
Ma, I can't, that's all. I just can't.
I only knew what to do. What's that?
Ma! Hey, Ma, maybe you better call the police and tell them. That sounded like the horn the Green Hornet uses.
Police headquarters. Sergeant Moran talking.
Police? My son thinks he heard the Green Hornet car.
Oh, Green Hornet car, huh? Yeah, your son and everybody else. We get more false alarms in the fire department.
But he saw it, too.
Yes, ma'am. Might as well give me your name and address.
This is Mrs. Sutton at 2104 West 87th
Street. 2104 West... Hey, wait a minute. Your son. Is he that Tommy Sutton kid?
Yes, he is.
A counterfeiting ring. Okay, stay right where you are. Hey, roll out a squad car. Step on it. I'll give the sentinel a flash on this one.
If the Green Hornet is involved...
Casey, don't bother me. I gotta wrap this out for the next edition of the Sentinel. Now, I got it. Lowry speaking. Yeah, Moran, if you've got anything, let's... What? The Hornet? Yes, sir.
Lowry, what is it? What's going on?
Can't wait, Casey. Moran's gonna pick me up in 2 minutes. He got a tip on the Green Hornet.
Look, Mac. Okay, Snell.
Nobody around?
Don't see a thing. The alley looks empty, too.
Okay. Come on.
You coming up to the front door?
We'll scout around a little first. And them windows and get a line on the place.
Maybe we'll spot the kid, huh?
If we do, this'll be a cinch.
This window?
Take a look. Keep your gun handy.
Nothing in there.
Okay. Take a look at that other window.
Right with you.
It's lighted. Don't get too close. I can look in at the corner.
What do you see?
The kid. He's all alone. Ain't that too bad? Give me your gun, Mac.
Don't shoot through the glass. The bullet won't go straight.
Yeah, yeah. I get rid of the glass first. Now stand back.
No, you don't smell.
What's the Mac? Look out, it's a Hornet.
Drop that. Slug him, Mac.
Scully's got me.
Look out, another guy behind.
Give it to him.
Yeah. You got Mac. Well, try and get me. I'll show you
what this is for you, you rat. Take it.
Oh, gas, I can't breathe.
Hurry, put those bills in his pocket. We've got to move out of here.
Yes, sir.
Ma! Ma, with the Green Hornet, Ma, I see him!
I seen him, I tell you. It was the Green Hornet. They were fighting right outside this window. Did he shoot him?
How are they, Moran?
Out cold, Lowry. Gas. It was the Hornet, all right.
Tommy, my boy, you sure you're all right?
Yeah, Ma, I'm okay, honest. I want to say something. No, I got to talk to the policeman.
Well, here he is, son, Sergeant Moran.
Hey, a couple of you boys take these crooks and slap in the police wagon. They'll wake up in the jug. Hey, son, what is it?
Well, I want to tell you why I didn't talk about them guys before.
Yeah?
Well, you got them now, haven't you? They'll go to jail?
That's right.
Then I can tell you. They said if I talked, they'd hurt Mom, but well, now they can't. They can't. Mister, those two are the fellas that run that counterfeiting racket. Honest.
Thanks, son. That'll help. But we got enough on him anyway. Lowry, take a look at this. It was stuffed in Snell's pocket.
Holy mackerel. Counterfeit money.
Right. It sews the case up tight. The same money we found in that raid.
Mr. Lowry, Is Mr. Lowry here?
Yes, what is it?
There's a woman on the phone, a Miss Case from the Sentinel. She says...
Holy mackerel, gangway, I forgot all about pulling the story in. What a headline!